This is Senator Al Simpson. Do federal regulations actually discourage new inventions and patents? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, experts at Washington University say that 122,000 people now make their living writing government regulations. That's really mind-boggling. Environmental regulations just this year alone will cost American industry $123 billion. With regs on the rise, we need to also consider how long the delays by big government can discourage patents and new inventions from even being made. Companies now spend millions developing a single product, but too often a patent expires before federal approval allows the product to come on the market. One company has spent $180 million over 20 years to develop a fat substitute. Now the patents have expired before the company can earn back its investment. Ted, government should encourage creativity and invention, not build up a bureaucracy to bury it. Flip on your light bulb here, pal.
Al, your elevator's not going all the way to the top. The patent system doesn't guarantee a profit for anyone. It does give companies 17 years of exclusive rights to develop and market inventions without being ripped off by others who copy the idea. Our two-century-old patent system works reasonably well, especially since Congress created a special federal court to decide patent appeals and make consistent rules. Still, the current system could stand reform. One major problem is the lack of computer technology at the patent office. With Europe and Japan ahead of us, we need to close the gap. You think everything can be done on the cheap, Al. If old Skinflint Simpson wants a modern patent system, you'll have to give the patent office more resources and additional qualified examiners to do the job. Surprise, Al? It could be one of the most cost-effective ways to improve America's competitive position in the world. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.